This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9 with Macca and Paul. Our next guest in the studio is Simon Ruth, CEO of Thorn Harbour Health. Good morning, Simon.
Morning. How are you?
How are you going?
Good, good. Beautiful.
Sunny. Hi, Simon.
Good morning. Hey, Paul. How are you?
Good, good. Fresh, bit fresh, isn't it? What would you like to talk about today? I see you've got a list there. There's a couple of questions I've got, but please.
The first thing I was going to talk about is our public forum tomorrow at the Laird, and which is about the issue about grinder violence and the attacks on gay men more broadly. And then more broadly about violence against LGBTI people, but this one is mainly focused on what's going on Grindr and the
specific
effects.
We spoke about this last week with Jeremy Oliver.
Yep, that's
right. Jeremy will be from Victoria Police. He'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah, so it's Jeremy, Commissioner Joe Ball and Otis Moore, who you might know was a previous co-convener of the Rights Lobby, will be on the panel, and there will be government representatives in the room. So it is an opportunity for community members, and it's a private event at the Laird, so it's open to anyone. It's not a male-only event. So it's the opportunity to come along and tell government what you want.
What your concerns are and what you need them to do.
Yeah, we're hearing things like, you know, the post and boast laws and the machete laws, which are great, but they've got limited scope and we're not tackling the core issues of why young men doing these things in the first place.
Just to give everyone a heads up, that's at 1 o'clock tomorrow at the Laird. Jump onto the Thorn Harbour Health website and you can sign up just to let them know you're coming.
You don't need to sign up. Anyone can just turn up at this stage. I think we've got 50 or so sign-ups already, but we're expecting a lot more people. Otis and Joe have both been sharing it online, so there seems to be a lot of interest in it.
Yeah. Fantastic. Mm. It's a good initiative, Simon. Well done. I think it's. Yeah. I think you're right. I think we need to get to the bottom of where is the impetus coming to kickstart these attacks, because they've spread as well over to Perth, I think, and there's been some issues.
Yeah, look, they start. It's a year. It's a year since Jeremy Oliver first called us to tell us that there were some issues.
Yes.
So it's this week. It's a year this week. We have seen the attacks in every single capital city in Australia. We've seen them in Auckland. The British are reporting them. The Americans are reporting them. I've actually got a meeting this week with an American researcher from Wisconsin who wants to study it because he said they're seeing things over there as well. So it's a worldwide issue. It's been driven by toxic masculinity online forums and the sort of Andrew Tate type phenomenon that's happening out there. But it's certainly not isolated to Melbourne in any way. I think Melbourne's picking up more because Jeremy's pretty much driving it and the police are paying attention to it here.
Yep.
But certainly every state's seen it, and we have seen the recent arrests in Perth and the convictions over there.
Yes.
But there's all sorts of issues. People are afraid. We've got 35 arrests, but there's a lot more people who aren't reporting, and we know it because our clients aren't reporting. They've seen the court cases in the paper where people aren't getting custodial sentences, and they're saying, well, they now know where I live, so I'm not reporting this. I'm too scared to report this. We've got the issues around e-safety. We've got the issues around apps that don't want to provide evidence for the crimes that have occurred. We've got the issues around police not reporting properly or not knowing what to report. We don't have a hate crimes unit in Victoria, which New South Wales do. So there's a whole bunch of things that could be explored to try and tackle
this
better.
So what would you like? What sort of outcomes would you like, or you know, from tomorrow? Where would you like to see the government move on this? What would be on the wish list?
There's a lot of talk happening. Yeah. There hasn't been a lot of action happening. I mean, there's been a lot of talk happening now for 12 months.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to hear the Premier make a statement about it. We haven't had the Premier talk about this yet. We need a whole of government response, essentially. So we need to make sure that community safety and that people feel safe to report, and that there's culturally appropriate victim services available. We need to know that the crimes are taken seriously, that police know how to document that, how to ask questions of people when they're reporting these crimes so that we can capture what's going on. We need to tackle this in schools about why is this happening and why are these young men. And it's not just homophobia and transphobia, it's also misogyny. Why are they heading down this path? What's going on for them? Probably post-COVID that this is happening. And then there's legislative activity. So it's not any one minister or part of government. It also brings in the federal government because it's an e-safety issue as well. So we need a whole of government response, and we need a national response to tackle it.
Okay, where else are we?
You didn't get the questions this week. So,
no.
So this week...
But I like to be surprised.
Surprised. So next week we've also got a multicultural forum happening. You do need to register for this one. It's happening at Collingwood Town Hall, part of a Yarra City grant that they gave us called Pride Across Cultures, and it's an opportunity for the various multi-faith and multicultural parts of our community to get together. We've got a whole bunch of groups attending, Gay Asian Proud, Queer Muslim Nam, Greek and Gay, who had their birthday the other week, AGMC, Aleph, Queer Arabs Australia, Jumos, Yellow Kitties, Queer South Asians, Acceptance Melbourne, Melbourne Inclusive Church and Many Coloured Sky are all coming along. There's a lot going on in the world right now, so we need to start talking about...
We've got to coalesce as a community.
We've got to think more about what we have in common rather than what drives us apart. So it's about trying to form social cohesion and solidarity between queers rather than focusing on division and looking for enemies in our community.
And Simon, I want to say, if anyone out there is listening and you're part of a multicultural community, I think these events, and I hadn't realised the power of this until we had one a couple of weeks ago here, but the level of respectful debate and conversation was truly inspiring. I was so impressed with the leaders of those individual organisations and how much effort they've gone to really trying to build cohesion and cross-community understanding about their own individual faiths or an individual community. So if you are interested in getting involved, I cannot recommend it more. It was such a great event, and I'm sure this one will be amazing too.
It's not an easy space at the moment with everything that's going on in the world, but you know, we need to do something to ensure that we don't tear each other apart.
And talking is a great way to start.
And we've got so much else going on and so many other communities attacking us as with the first event. So we've got to figure out a way to stick
together.
And,
you know, people, you know, our community, it's important for people to understand the reason that these discussions are important and these meetings and these gatherings are important is that ultimately what flows out of them is action. And what, you know, part of that action is legislation. You know, if there hadn't been advocacy around pill testing, right, we wouldn't now have Victoria's first permanent pill testing, which is setting up in August. It wouldn't have happened. You know, we wouldn't have some of the other legislative changes, you know, if we hadn't been advocating for greater access to monkeypox vaccine. It wouldn't be happening.
On this show.
You know, and but also, you know, Thorn Harbour as an organisation advocates, other community organisations advocate, and we meet and we discuss. And if we didn't do this and then we didn't involve our community, we wouldn't get these outcomes. So, you know, I know people can be a bit cynical, but actually look at the outcomes that we've achieved for our community by meeting and discussing and organising and advocating.
Yeah, and these things don't happen overnight and they take a lot of work. I mean, I heard your interview with Ave earlier. I mean, 30 years of advocacy to get that centre up.
Yes.
It's not
shocking.
Something that's happened in 12 months. You know, something that the Premier was probably advocating about when she was at university 30 years ago.
Yes.
So, you know, this has been a long time coming. And our organisation formed at a public meeting at the Laird 42 years ago. So public meetings do have power, and we will have government representatives there who are coming to hear what the community has
so
to
just
say.
Think about that. 42 years ago, you know, Thorn Harbour, then Victorian AIDS Council, came out of a meeting at the Laird, and then there's another meeting at the Laird.
A meeting of like terrified gay men who didn't know what AIDS was and didn't know how to court it.
And what we have again
worried,
is terrified gay men, terrified members of our community, and again meeting at the Laird. You know, this shows, there is a need for more action and more change. But again, this is why coming along to these events, putting your view, being heard, helping all of us advocate for change and advocate to make, you know, the world is safer and a better place for us, it actually does work. It makes a difference. Don't think it doesn't. It does.
Mm. No, it definitely does. And, you know, the pill testing's great, and if we can get rid of sniffer dogs off the street, that would be even better. You know,
I reckon they should
cause harm as well.
Sniffer dogs, they should get greyhounds because the only thing they'd ever find would be treats.
I mean, that point is so true. If you're a young person going to a festival and you see a sniffer dog, the first thing you're going to do, if you want to take the drugs, is...
Oh, there are definite deaths.
Take the drugs.
There are definite deaths in Australia, and if I had time, I could tell you where they were recorded, because kids saw sniffer dogs and took everything they had on them, and then they died 45 minutes later because they overdosed. So that has definitely happened in this country. And sniffer, there is no real evidence to suggest sniffer dogs have any great impact apart from creating fear.
They're not, you know, they don't seem to be very good at it either. I just want to acknowledge we've got a listener, Mark, who's made a $100 donation, and he says, because we're awesome. Thank you, Mark.
To Joy or to Simon?
To Joy, no, not to you. You don't get it.
But Simon is awesome too.
Yes, absolutely.
What's next, Simon?
Gippsland Pride next weekend, best event of the year. I think tickets are still available. I'm not 100% sure. They got 100% Kylie turning up at that, who was fantastic, and she played our event a couple of years ago as well. And Adelaide Pride Gala is this Friday night in South Australia, if anyone is heading over that way. And it is the first event celebrating the 50th anniversary of decriminalisation of homosexual acts in South Australia, which triggered the entire gay rights movement in this country. It's not long, is it? We've come a long way.
I was a teenager then. That shows you my age.
Ian Hunter, the member of the Upper House in South Australia, will be speaking at that and talking about the event. Wow. And Ian was the first president of the AIDS Council of South Australia as well, when he was a young pharmacist, I think, or chemist. It'd probably be worth getting Ian on a future show to talk about what's going on.
Make a note, Paul.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. Make a note, Paul.
Kenny?
What else?
That's all I have for you.
That's all.
I was told I have one.
Oh, you do.
I can talk about anything you still want to talk about.
How's the Mpox vaccination rollout going in pharmacies?
Look, it's happening. So Mpox is now available in pharmacies across the state. You can get it for free up and for another 10 days.
Okay.
Please go and get your second vaccination, or your first if you haven't. If you go onto social media right now, onto any of the apps or Sniffies, you should be getting marketing from us, particularly about travel. This is the time of year for the last 3 years that we've had breakouts in Australia, or outbreaks in Australia, and largely from people travelling north for summer events. Maybe there'll be less of that this year, given what's going on in North America.
Have you seen many more new cases at the moment, Simon?
No, not at the moment. There has been one case of the new clade, but that was a straight man coming back from Thailand, and there was no risk of onward spread, so that was in New South Wales. But at the moment, there are no cases in Australia, but it is the risk moment for us, so people need to get vaccinated. And the other thing is measles. If you are travelling anywhere in the world right now and you were born after 1966 and you don't know that you had two shots, you need to go and get your second measles shot as well. Measles is far more infectious than COVID, for instance. If nothing else is in the air, COVID infects 2 to 3 other people from every case. Measles infects 18 other people. Yeah. So the government or the Victorian Chief Health Officer is incredibly concerned about measles, and we are getting regular cases coming back, particularly from people ducking into Asia and coming back from Asia. So there's probably a case every 1 to 2 weeks at the moment coming back from overseas, and then the risk that we get a widespread measles outbreak is actually quite dramatic at the moment.
That's massively concerning, because you're right, it's a super infectious disease. Mm.
So if you're travelling anywhere, think about Mpox, think about measles.
You know, we should
think about DoxyPep as well. If you're going overseas and you're going to be having fun, think about not catching syphilis while you're there as well.
If any pollies are listening, we could do some advertising in some of the arrival halls in the airports, international arrivals, just to say to people, if you think you've been doing any activities that might have caused you risk, just go and pop in, get yourself checked up, just to make sure you don't pass on to everyone else. It'd be great to get advertising just to remind people to put that into their diaries to go off and do.
Yeah. I think they do in Perth.
They do that
over there, and I think a lot of the magazines will talk about it when
you
land.
Same thing.
But I think there's only one medical clinic at the airport, and I don't know how often it's open. Yeah. But certainly come and see us, or go to your regular queer clinic across the state.
Well, I hope tomorrow, the forum is worthwhile, is well attended, and that there's some good outcomes out of it. I'm glad to hear that the government will be, or people from the government.
1 o'clock at the Laird.
Will be there in the audience.
Yep.
And I know, of course, Joe Ball will feed back a lot of what's there, and of course Victoria Police. It's a great initiative, Simon. Congratulations to Thorn Harbour for it and all the other stuff. Thanks for coming
Cheers. In. Thanks for having me.
And
Cheers, Simon.
You have a nice weekend and stay warm.
You too. Thanks.
Cheers.
Cheers, bye.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Macca here. Paul's with me as well. Stay with us. There's more.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.